views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, CRN Digital Talk, and WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and creativity, because every week on Lucid Planet Radio, we have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. You can find out more on our website, the Lucid Planet.com. Stream all 56 podcasts on lucidplanetradio.com, as well as iTunes, TuneIn Radio, and SoundCloud. Just search for the Lucid Planet or Lucid Planet Radio. And please connect with me on social media, Facebook and Twitter, The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. And now you can even follow my weird and wonderful adventures through life on Instagram at The Lucid Planet. I'm pleased to announce we will be streaming live from now on CRN Digital Talk, which is bringing us to over 11 million homes in the US and over 100 countries, including 25 stations just in Australia. It's amazing. I'm so grateful. And you can find out so much more about how to listen to the show, how to nominate guests for the show, and how to become an advertising or sponsorship partner by visiting thelucidplanet.com. Today, we get to talk about two of my favorite topics, one of them being creative women, and the other one being kind of the transformational festival scene and music. I'm really excited today to get to explore the intersection of these two and maybe get some answers to some questions that I've always had. One of them being, why aren't there more women music producers performing at these events? There are lots of women performers, and of course, women make a really big contribution. But in terms of the actual musical acts, especially in electronic dance music and beyond, women seem very underrepresented, which is funny because I know so many talented female musicians and producers looking to get themselves out there. So we're going to explore this and a lot more that has to do with female empowerment and creativity. And to do that, I am thrilled to welcome San Francisco-based electronic music producer and vocalist Alia to the show today, who is going to be a leading voice. She really is a leading voice for empowering women in the scene. So Alia is the visionary behind Feminine Medicine, which is a series of original collaborative albums and stage shows that give the feminine a unique voice in the electronic music industry. And since 2015, she has been producing and performing music for projects and stage shows, and she's collaborated with over 30 musical artists, vocalists, performers, and she's debuted with shows at Lucidity and Enchanted Forest. And I actually saw both of those shows, and they were incredible. So I'm a big fan. She's collaborated with so many amazing artists. It's just really incredible. And so we're going to talk all about that and her experiences. So Alia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Kelly. I'm so glad to be here.
It's great to be here. It's great to be here with you. And yeah, I actually saw you for the first time at Lucidity Festival in 2014, Friday night, just as things were getting started. You were kind of opening the festival on the main stage.
Nice.
Yeah. And yeah, it was wonderful. I still listen to that mix. And it's, again, it's very inspiring. What brought you to this place of Alia and Feminine Medicine? How did your life kind of evolve to bring you here?
Well, thank you. And, my life did not always look like this. we were just sharing before this call about, how we both came from Connecticut, and, I grew up there just outside of New York, and I was in a fairly actually conservative environment there. And it's very, you know, preparatory environment and very much about intellectual pursuits and professional careers. And you know, I went to some very good schools and got a great education, and they all prepared me extremely well for those paths. And for my first sort of 8 years or so, I think, of my professional career, I was in more corporate marketing positions and really cut my teeth on working for some big brands there, working in New York before I came out to the Bay Area. And you know, what I was finding during that time was that there was a part of me that was really being cut off, that had kind of gotten left behind in this pursuit of accomplishment and achievement. And that was my creative voice. And when I moved out to the Bay Area, I became exposed to just, you know, all kinds of amazing creative scenes here, and went to Burning Man for my first time 16 years ago, and, you know, began to really, you know, be opened up to a very different way of living and being. And that, you know, moved me in the direction of really going deeper into my creative exploration and tapping deeper into that part of myself. And in time, I made the transition from corporate marketing moved into coaching as a career. And I still am a coach and a mentor for women at times, although it's less frequent now. And then, you know, during that time, I was really building my music career, and I started out DJing. And then eventually, you know, in a few years' time, moved into producing music myself. And it's been a gradual evolution, I would say, you know, from different points along the path as I became more courageous, I think, you know, to leave that old way behind and to really come into my harmony with myself and what is actually true for me, and embracing those innate creative parts of me that were just waiting for some light.
Oh, dude, absolutely. It's funny how if you've always kind of had a creative life, it's not that you take it for granted, but it just comes very natural. Mm-hmm. And when you've almost had to fight to assert that creative voice, I've definitely kind of been in similar situations, very intellectual, academic. I was a professor, you know, and I thought like writing papers is my creativity. and then you kind of realize, actually, no, I am an artist and I can do more. And I'm sure you would probably agree with me. Everybody has that artistic inclination.
Oh, absolutely. I think so. I think it's just that we are not always encouraged in that direction, and, you know, because our environment that we were raised in, or, you know, that we found ourselves swimming in, it just didn't necessarily value that.
Absolutely.
And so then, you know, we're not shown the way, but I think, yeah, everyone has an innate creative spark in some way.
For sure. And do you think it's harder for women to be able to express that, and particularly in a public way?
I do. I, you know, having really spent a lot of time with women through various channels, you know, in women's circles, holding women's circles for women, coaching women, really diving deep into this topic with women, I find that they are definitely missing some confidence. You know, there's a critical ingredient that I think is more entrained into men than it is women as we're growing up. And it's something that we have to really, I think, really seek for ourselves. We have to go on that journey of our own self-confidence in order to really establish that. And then from that, then gain the courage and bravery that we need in order to step out and do something completely different.
Absolutely. Well, and it's just funny. I'm a social psychologist, and we talk a lot about how women are more affected by social norms than men. Mm-hmm. And how one of those norms is like, okay, you're supposed to look pretty, but you're not supposed to say much. Keep your mouth shut and look good. And so being, right? So being an empowered female who's creating art and who's putting a very kind of strong voice out there, that can be intimidating and it can almost kind of violate people's expectations. And that's part of what you have to deal with. And it's totally a rite of passage and it's totally worth it. But that's definitely part of, I think, the blockage for a lot of women is that they don't want the attention or the criticism to come in a way that makes them, you know, good. They're not good. They're great. And sometimes, you know, we've been taught just to be good. Don't be great. Just be a good girl and do what you're told and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. And it's, you know, and so I think many of us, do go through that. And then we have to bump up against those norms and we have to bump up against those places where we have bent ourselves and shaped ourselves in accordance with what society has wanted us to be. And, you know, I want to acknowledge that this isn't necessarily true everywhere. There's plenty of people who have great, you know, great environments where their voice is encouraged. And, you know, there's just, it's a really common theme. There's so many that don't feel that way.
And I think have better role models now too. I think.
We do. We really do. Yeah. We have a lot that we can look towards. But I think if we also were to look around the world, even beyond, you know, just our Western culture, we'll see that in many parts of the world, women's voices are still very much quieted. They are, you know, there's just, you know, certain religions or cultures that really, you know, encourage women to be silent.
We don't even have equal rights in many parts of, we don't even have basic human rights in many parts of the world.
Exactly.
And we're going to talk so much more about this when we come back from our first break here on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. Join me and Alia as we kind of explore more about female empowerment and what that means and what that looks like. So stick with us and we'll be right back in a few.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Alia, who is talking with us all about her new album, Feminine Medicine, as well as finding your creative voice and women's empowerment in the music industry. Alia, I want to make sure before we continue that everybody knows how to contact you and how to find out more about your new album coming out, as well as shows and events and where they can get in touch with you.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Well, the best way is either at my website, which is aliasounds.com. So A-L-I-A sounds, S-O-U-N-D-S.com. Or also on facebook.com / aliasounds. And I can also be found on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com alia_sounds.
Excellent. So this is definitely the place to check out. And you play shows all over the country, don't you? And international.
I do. Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about your upcoming album, Feminine Medicine. Why did you choose this as the name of your album?
Mm-hmm. Well, the focus of this particular album, and as well as future volumes of this project, is about me collaborating with different women artists, because I was inspired by the idea of bringing more feminine voices to electronic music. Because what I noticed when I was, you know, I've been playing various festivals and events and conscious events and things in the underground culture for some time now, and I had been noticing that I was typically one of a small handful of women that were featured on the lineup.
Absolutely. Very small handful, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And I recently actually saw some stats on this, that some of the, you know, I saw a bunch of the major festivals in the festival scene and the stats on how many women artists were actually featured in the lineups this year. And, you know, it's some of them are as good as maybe 70%, but some of them are, you know, or, you know, something like 70% male versus 30% female, right? And then 90% male versus, you know, 10% female. And so, but usually not much higher than that. So, I saw an opportunity. I saw an opportunity to continue to espouse the idea that feminine voices are just as important and just as valid in electronic music. And I think this for me stems from a larger idea, which is that I think that, you know, more harmony is going to get created on the planet when we come into more unity with both feminine and masculine voices. And I think that the more that we practice this and in our small, you know, small communities and events, and the more that we practice this on the global stage, I think that we're going to begin to see our planet come into just a greater harmony. And, you know, some of the problems that we're seeing, you know, we'll find more solutions. And I think that on the dance floor, you know, at our events, and it's extremely important to have both masculine and feminine voices represented, because the attendance of these events is actually half and half. There's a lot of women that attend these events, and they're longing to see women on the stage. You know, they want to see themselves mirrored there.
They are not just dancing. You know, there's lots of women dancers. There's lots of women, like visual artists, live painting and stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of women participating in the creative, but not in the actual musical performance, particularly for the electronic. Do you have any theory about why, what it is about electronic music that seems to be kind of more exclusionary to women or kind of more dominated by men? Does it have something to do with the medium? Is it just a coincidence? I've always wondered about this.
Yeah, I think it's a really worthy inquiry. And I can't say necessarily that I have the answer, but I have some ideas. And I've been really looking at also what some other people have been saying about this. People would suggest that when it comes to producing music and DJing music, you know, there's definitely a high level of need to be very agile with technology. And, there's a theory that women don't have as much inclination towards that or training in that regard. Mm-hmm. And I think that's somewhat true. I think there is a way that it can be kind of scary. I certainly went through a learning curve when it came to really learning the software that I needed in order to make my music. And you do, like, you just, if you just like anyone else, you know, it's like I set my sights on it and then I just learn it, you know. And yeah. I think that's true of anyone. It doesn't matter if they're, you know, what gender they are. And I just think that for a long time it's been a kind of guys club. And then a lot of what creates opportunities for people in this industry is who you know and who you're connected with and who you're relating with. I think it's been a little harder for some women to kind of crack into those circles. And I think there is, you know, on a slightly more maybe, you know, shady spectrum is I think there is some misogyny. I think there is some way of like really objectifying women, seeing them more as the pretty woman on stage rather than the like serious artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, and you know, I always wonder about that too, as an artist, particularly in the electronic music scene, whether it's more of an underground or mainstream party, do you ever feel like you get treated differently from the male artists?
Well, I have. Yeah, I wish I didn't have to say that, but yes, I have.
Yes.
It particularly has shown up when working with some of the crews at the events, and particularly some of the sound crews. I've had a kind of a recurring issue of sound challenges at some of the feminine medicine shows. And have been met with some very interestingly strange behavior when I've called them on it. And I don't exactly know why that is, but actually at Lucidity last year, I did have the crew there cut my show short by like maybe half an hour.
Wow. That's not cool.
Live on in the moment, you know, I was on stage and then I was delivered this information, because due to what they were doing, we had started late.
Yeah.
But I was the one that got cut versus the headliner later.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
And right. You know, and so the there was an interesting comment made to my sound tech about, well, you know, I'm not going to cut those guys. I'm going to cut them, you know? And so, that could have just been circumstance. I don't know. I don't necessarily know if it had anything to do with the fact that we're women or not, but there are definitely ways that we're not given the full level of, I think, respect.
Yeah. Well, and that's why the projects that you're working on, not only feminine medicine, but also Femvolution, they're so important because they seem to be about changing this dialogue that actually we need to teach people to have respect and really to value the contributions that women are making creatively. Mm-hmm. They need to understand this is not like, oh, we can just cut them because they're a bunch of girls or whatever. This is like, oh, wow, this is actually really important for us to hear this perspective of things. And this is mm-hmm. energetically incredibly healing. Mm-hmm. And the dialogue shifts, you know, really from the ground up and not the other way around. You know, we can't expect to change the people who are running these events, but it's the people who are there that really kind of would benefit from working with this. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that this is a really just important topic for the planet right now. You know, it's an important global topic, and you know, I've been attempting to address this through my platform, Femvolution. You could find that at facebook.com, Femvolution. What I do there is I post articles and, you know, various subjects about, you know, things going on around the planet that demonstrate either a place where women are still subjugated in some way, or demonstrate a place where women are really stepping out and powerfully sharing their voices, and there's an evolution. I think there's a both and right now. I think that there is absolute progress. I think that there's tremendous work happening in this regard. And I think there's major changes that have been afoot, and also there's more that's needed. There's just more if we're going to get there. Yeah.
And it's like, we want to create a safe space where women growing up can learn all the computer tech and stuff to produce music and to perform and to make their music, and to know that it's just as viable for a guy to say, I'm going to become a DJ as a girl. You know, this is not a gender specific thing. And, you know, like all times where there's a cultural shift, there's always a certain amount of backlash. Anytime that ideas evolve, people will react and get polarized. And that's kind of part of the transition process. And I think we're seeing a lot of that. We got to take a quick break. And when we come back here on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, Alia and I will discuss more about creativity, feminine medicine, the music industry, and also kind of where we're heading with all of this. So stick with us, and we will see you in a few.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I have artist Alia here talking about her new album, Feminine Medicine. And we just heard the track, just the intro of the track coming in and out of our breaks of In Your Skin by Alia. And you can find all these on SoundCloud, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, SoundCloud is a great place to go. And the full album of music for the first volume of Feminine Medicine will be available in September.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So still, gosh, that's coming right up. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Are you going on a tour? Or are you playing some shows for the Feminine Medicine Project soon?
Well, my plan is to release the first volume and then, kind of get to work, on finishing the second volume, which is going to be released in December. And then from there, then I plan on doing a bunch of shows to support the music after that and doing some touring. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So stay tuned for that probably in the spring. You've really worked with some amazing artists and played some amazing shows. Alia, I'd love to know who inspires your creativity and who have you worked with that's kind of like blown your mind?
Well, one of my all-time favorites, he's an artist I greatly respect, and then also just a friend I greatly respect, Future Primitive.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, he's just been greatly inspiring me with his sound over the years, and he's kind of one of the early ones that really got me into the idea of producing my own music. Totally. And then he's become a mentor, and he's been just, you know, taking a listen into what I'm working on, and it's been extremely helpful.
Shout out to Rain.
We love Rain.
That's awesome.
And then in terms of the women that I've been collaborating with, I mean, I just adore all of them. I've been working with some greats in our underground music scene. Women like Heather Christie, who's also goes by Cherokee, and she just released some music as Silk Drop. And Ishel Prisma and Imagica Om and Ame Love and just some really amazing artists in their own right. And we've had some magical times coming together and co-creating a song out of nothing, you know, just kind of seeing, you know, feeling into what it is that wants to be created in the fusion of our unique essence. And and then have birthed these beautiful little babies. And, you know, each song is a different collaboration, you know, a different fusion. And so each of them have their own unique little stamp, which makes it pretty special.
That's wonderful. One female artist I'm thinking of, one of my all-time favorites is Della Moon Tribe. Have you ever worked with her? She's so cool.
But I have played shows with her. She is so great. And
you should try to get her in on this collaboration.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I love my drum and bass. What can I say? but yeah, no, there's some really incredible female artists out there. And, you know, we've been starting this dialogue in this show about how we live in this very strange times where people are really waking up and wanting to integrate the masculine and feminine both within themselves and also in their communities and really on a planetary scale. And then that's juxtaposed with women like not having basic human rights mm-hmm. in many parts of the world still. And so do you feel kind of like you're a spirit warrior a little bit for trying to, because putting yourself out there can be very intimidating as well. Like, hey, I'm a strong woman. This is my voice. This is my art. Mm-hmm. It can be intimidating, but you're kind of standing up in a way and setting example and showing, hey, all women have the power to do this. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter what your culture tells you. It doesn't matter what the media tells you and all of that. You get to do you.
Yeah. I mean, that's the crux of my message right there, that, you know, we can all do this in our own ways. And some of us are, you know, face bigger hurdles than others. And yet, you know, what's important is that we discover how to tap into our own wellspring of truth, you know, and our own inner resources, which then, you know, when we do that, when we go inside, when we stop looking and referencing external to us, when we go inside, reference internally and reference our own, what it is that we want to say and do. When we do that, when we can train ourselves to do that, you know, then we can find that bed of strength and courage that we need in order to put our voice out there. Because yeah, it feels very scary on a regular basis to do that, to put yourself out, put yourself up as an example to people. And yet I've recognized that is one of the most potent forms of leadership. It's one of the most important ways that we can help show people. We are the way showers. We show people how they can walk a different path. And, you know, we just have to hold our focus and keep our eyes on the prize, which is ultimately our freedom, everyone's freedom.
Exactly. Because we're all connected, men and women. And mm-hmm. I know so many men who want to see women in a higher status and who want to see women getting to do what they want to do and who love women and who champion women. And so we got to give a shout out to those men too. This isn't just like a thing that like women have to do. This is like an everyone thing, you know, that's really important.
Glad you said that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It's not
I just wanted to quickly add to that just Please. Before we move on is just to say that, yes, you're so right on that the masculine is our partner. You know, I think sometimes there's a bit of a war created, us versus them. And actually that's not what this is about. By championing the feminine voice, it's not about then squashing the masculine voice. No. It's about us coming together. And yeah, there's so many amazing good men out there who are so in support and, or, you know, male identified, however, you know, masculine identified, right. And so many of them also are facing their own challenges around how to be a good man in this world. And they are struggling with finding the kinds of models that they need.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm convinced that the men who hate women and who want to keep women down and who think that women should be child brides and female genital mutilation and not have any rights, I'm pretty sure that they're just really insecure as men. And so the only way that they know how to deal with that is by making sure that they can subjugate women. And this is happening on like a much larger cultural level than even on like an individual level. Mm-hmm. And so for me, like, we need to revise our expectations and understandings of what is a good man and a good woman or a great man and a great woman. And for me, being a great man, it's not about fitting into that narrow box of masculinity that you have to be strong and tough and can't show your emotions and all that. No, it's about being connected and loving women and being compassionate and kind and owning up to yourself when you make mistakes and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, that's all I want to say. I feel really strongly about this. We can't expect women to be the sole ones to change the world for women's rights and to end violence against women and to achieve mm-hmm. equality. Like, we need our men who are champions of women, just like we're champions of men. I love men too. And I love women.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. I mean, ultimately this is really just about having respect and reverence for all beings.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all beings, no matter Absolutely. Who they are, where they come from, what religion, you know, culture, gender, it doesn't matter. This is what, this is where our planet needs to go.
And that's part of what that divine feminine offers is that tolerance and compassion.
Exactly.
That's something that we all share. And I also want to say on the topic too, we have this, our creativity is really like this divine spark. you know, and I've had so many creative people on the show talking about how they're when they're creating, they're channeling like there's something outside of themselves. And I guess I'm wondering, we got a couple minutes to the break, but I'm wondering, Alia, what do you think about, what are the female artists and the female music producers out there who are looking to get gigs and who are looking to get their music out there? How can they connect to this? And do you have any advice based on your experiences for how they can make this happen?
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the first things is to work on your skills. It is to work on your skills and just be sure that you feel really confident and solid in what you're presenting. But then also just start, you know, I mean, that was definitely what happened for me. I just started out of passion and inspiration. And I can only imagine what those early sets sounded like. They were just probably mixed terribly. And, you know, it was pretty amateurish. And at the same time, I was bringing my joy and my light and my passion for it. And that infuses your energy with what you're doing. And I think that, honestly, I think that was infectious, you know, and it just created a ripple and it created more opportunities and more opportunities for me. It just kind of grew organically. I think you have to combine that with hustle. You also have to be thinking about, gosh, who could I reach out to? How could I share myself? What could I post about this? You have to get so comfortable with self-promotion.
Yeah, I'm right there with you for what I'm doing. I mean, there's really no way around it.
No, there isn't. You just have to break past that barrier of feeling like you're in people's face too much and just keep going.
At least we have social media, really, because otherwise it would make it even harder. Like, thankfully, we can self-promote. We can self-publish. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, we're going to go to the break again. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about women in the music industry and also kind of where the future is going for Alia, for festivals, for creativity. What do we have to look forward to? So stick with us and we will see you in a few.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
1230 WPLQ.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I'm here with Aliyah talking about women in the music industry. I said Aliyah, which really is like Aliyah, but because we were just talking during the break about how it's okay to reinvent yourself, particularly when you have a kind of awakening and you realize that your old life and your old way of living doesn't serve you anymore. Just as an example, I had Alexis Neely on the show a couple months ago. Yes. And of course, yeah, she was a very famous like lawyer and on TV and stuff. And then she kind of reinvented herself to become Ali Shanti, who is kind of her more kind of spiritual connected, almost alter ego. And during the break, we were talking about that. And I said, you know, at first I thought it was Aliyah and that was your name. And then I'm really realizing that actually it's Aliyah. And does that have like a meaning for you? I'd love if you could share what you told me during the break.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, my given name is Melissa, and I still love that name very much. And you know, Aliyah came to me a number of years ago, and when it did, it just kind of arose in my consciousness, in essence. And I hadn't actually heard the name before. And when it did, it just resonated like, that's my name. It just felt very true. And I know some people can really relate to this. Some people can't quite get it. Yeah. You know, for me, there was an evolution in my being that it felt very true to assume the name Aliyah and allow myself to surrender into that evolution. And that's what wanted to happen and it felt like on a soul level for me. And it became a name that I first assumed just for my musical identity. I was formerly Bomb Goddess when I first started DJing.
I like that too.
Yeah, a lot of people. People still are some diehards. They really like that one. Aliyah was the evolution into, I think, what is ultimately my musical path. And the style of music that I'm creating, it definitely has a more sacred element to it. And then it just felt very true also just as my name, to just take it everywhere in my life. And so that's what I've done. I imagine I'll probably just be that for a very long time.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, and you were telling me during the break how it actually has a meaning. Was it in Hebrew?
Oh, yes. Yes. What I've learned since I took the name, this isn't the reason I took it, but some people from that tradition have told me that in Hebrew, it means to ascend in a spiritual sense. In other words, they say, you know, they take Aliyah, which is a spiritual pilgrimage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? And then you said it and we're going back for break and I'm like, Aliyah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I love when that happens. That's those synchronicities. And who knows if you're pulling from like your past life or from some spirit guides or from like the depths of your consciousness, like who knows where that's coming mm-hmm. from, but sometimes yeah. these things come up and it's great to integrate them into your creative practice. And that's my advice to anyone out there. Don't be afraid to reinvent yourself or to mm-hmm. embrace disparate elements to create something new, because that's all part of your right as an artist to express and represent yourself literally yeah. however you want.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. I mean, I've talked about this in previous interviews as well, where that idea of our reinvention and how and names and identity play a huge role in that. And you know, whether it's your path to change your name or not, it's more about just giving yourself permission to really change, to let yourself change, to let yourself evolve, that you don't need to be stuck where you are or were. You know, your soul wants to evolve. That's the nature of, you know, life. It's, mm-hmm. it's constantly changing. We are constantly changing. Our cells are constantly regenerating. And so, you know, I think if we let ourselves just be taken by that current, I think it can take us places we never possibly would have imagined.
It's so true.
Well, they say, you know, like, well, this is a good segue to, you know, these transformational festivals, right? And I'm finding it more and more to be like such a funny word, because it's like life is a transformation. Everything we do is transformational. Yes, it's true that these events have a really like a greater opportunity for growth, because there's all of these immersive things happening at once. But that doesn't mean you can't go to like EDC and also have a transformational experience, because this is the nature of life. Like, we're always transforming. And so I'm curious, because I'm a big fan of the transformational festival movement. I go to them, I do talks, I write a lot about them. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious, from your perspective, Alia, as someone who's been to a lot of these and performed, where do you think that they're heading? Like, do you think they're changing? And what does that look like in your opinion?
Well, I sense a change in the air. Yes. From talking to our peeps, you know, who frequent them regularly.
Yeah.
It feels like there's a desire for an even greater refinement. And what I mean by that is, I think what people are really appreciating, for example, actually this last weekend, I was at Beloved Festival in Oregon, which is so special. And it's one of the smallest of all the festivals in the scene right now. And it feels, I think, to a lot of people like a breath of fresh air, because it's so focused and intentional. And, you know, they have basically two stages that are across from each other. And at any one time, there's only one musical act going. So there isn't this like dispersion of energy. It's very focused, very community oriented. It creates just a lot of communal gathering, because everyone is right there on the lawn at the same, you know, on the dance floor in the same place, basically.
Same music, same experience.
Yeah. Whereas these very, very large festivals are very spread out. You're constantly like, you know, walking from one end of the property to another, and, you know, kind of never really stopping in between to really kind of drop in with people. Yeah. And I think that there's an opportunity for more sort of like micro festivals, you know.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
Juxtaposed with how big everything's getting. It's almost like things are getting bigger, but then also getting smaller. And even within the quote transformational kind of category, we're seeing different options. Mm-hmm. Rise. You know, it's funny, my good friends, Randall Roberts and Morgan Mandala, were out there at Beloved Live Painting. Mm-hmm. Hey guys, they're coming on the show soon. But they said, they said that it like restored their faith in humanity and in festival. Like, they said that Beloved was a really, really powerful experience in kind of unity and harmony. And that's really what we need right now as humans, you know?
It is. Yeah. I think people really want to actually have these festivals facilitate a true coming together of the tribe.
Yeah.
And, you know, the bigger ones, while they create so much beauty and so many opportunities for artists, which I think is amazing. And, you know, they really create a spectacle. I think one of those, you know, that element of true tribe creation, it sometimes gets a little lost in the mix.
Oh yeah. It's just a different experience, you know?
Thing.
And sometimes we need to be completely swallowed up by something totally huge and crazy. Sometimes we kind of need to just let it all go. And then sometimes we need to be really present with ourselves and other people. Mm-hmm. And I just try to remember that everybody's on different phases of their transformational journey, and that, you know, we can have compassion and understanding, even if we're not in the same place, or even if we disagree about things. You know, we can still kind of love that. The fact that anybody's even pursuing that transformation for me is great. Oh my gosh, we're running out of time. Alia, quickly in the next like minute or so, what does the future hold for you? Where are we going to find you in the future?
Oh, well, yeah, Feminine Medicine Volume 1 is coming out in September, and the third week of September, so look out for that. You can join my email list at aliasounds.com, A-L-I-A-sounds.com, and also find me on Facebook at facebook.com, aliasounds, and you can just track me there, and then you can hear about when the music's coming out, and then there'll be a second volume of music I've started over the last year and a half that is coming out in December. And then touring, you'll see me, be able to see me live at various places around the country and various festivals, and do more, you know, just more opportunities to share.
Awesome. Well, Alia, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been wonderful.
Thanks for having me, Kelly.
Thanks for coming. Thank you for all the work. I also just want to say very briefly, we did hear some of the intros of some of Alia's tracks, In Your Skin, Codes of the Rose, and Beyond the Veil. If you liked what you heard during the show, head over to Alia Sounds or to SoundCloud and, you know, download these tracks and enjoy them. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Remember, you can always catch the show Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific. And you can obviously find out more at thelucidplanet.com and find me Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, The Lucid Planet, and listen to all of our podcasts for free on iTunes and SoundCloud by going to Lucid Planet Radio. I'm really excited that next week, very quickly, we get to continue to examine feminism and creative women and women's empowerment. I'm so excited to have more female guests on the show. They're amazing. Next week, I have Lasara Allen, who's going to be speaking with us all about Jailbreaking the Goddess, her new book on a revisionist feminist spirituality. Wow. So stay tuned, and I will see you then. Bye for now. Thanks again to Alia, and light and love. Bye, guys.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.